Boop. And roll it to
Hi, I'm Julie. I'm an addict. Okay, that's good. So I'm supposed to talk about 10, 11, and 12. I need to tell you that, like, the steps are it for me. They're what's up. They have changed my character, right? I'm passionate about them. If you're in this meeting, you probably are too. That's probably why you're here, unless you came here to poke fun at me. thanks. But I thought when I got here, I thought if I could do enough steps, if I could be good enough, if I could work this hard enough, then I could fit in, right? Then I'd have a place here. Then I would be different. I was gonna magically transform into somebody I wasn't. And what I wasn't prepared for was for, like, my character to change slowly over a period of time, but I turned into the person that I always was. When I was, like, stealing my mom's Discover checks and writing out one, I'd shred the other two because I knew I was coming back. I didn't want to be that person, right? Like, I didn't want to do that. That wasn't part of my character. So, like, the steps have... You know how in that reading it says, like, we had to have something different, we thought we'd found it in drugs? I found it in drugs. I did. I found exactly what I was looking for. Drugs made it okay to be inside my skin. It, for a very short period of time, at a very high cost. But the steps have done for me, in an ongoing way, what the drugs did for me temporarily at very high cost, which is make it okay to live in my skin. And I'm okay today. Like, I'm okay just being me. On most days, I feel like that's enough. And I'll start with 10 and I'll just talk about my experience with that. I mean, and I worked the steps formally, right? And I, like, worked the shit out of them, and I did 10 with the Living the Program IP, like a lot of people did, and you had to do it for 30 days straight, and if you missed a day, you had to start over. I had to do all that shit. But what I learned in 4 is, like, what 10 is for me today. What I learned in 4 was how to live a life of self-examination. How to take a look and say, maybe it's me. You know what I mean? When I'm mad, or when I'm disappointed, or when I'm disgusted, or when I'm, like, not good, when I'm just not okay, maybe it's me. Maybe it isn't, you know, that person who I'm pissed off. Maybe it is me. And two, to look at, like, my beliefs, and all I gotta do in here is line my feet up with my beliefs, right? Thank God I don't gotta line my feet up with none of your beliefs. I don't gotta do that, because I would fail miserably. You know what I mean? I just have to walk what I believe. And here's the thing about that. When I was a real little kid, my mom used to tell me, you want to feel good? Do good. And I just thought that was the most ridiculous shit I ever heard in my whole life. Like, because it didn't feel, like, because I wanted to do, like, I didn't want to do that shit. I wanted to talk in the classroom. They wanted to put me in the hall. I wanted to talk. Somebody was talking about that. A regular person at work the other day was talking about that. How she got, like, stood in the hall, and she never did that shit again. And I'm like, I spent elementary school. I mean, you know, a lot of you guys know me. I spent the, like, they just kept putting me out there, and I'd go back in and find somebody else to talk to. And hope they wouldn't see. But, like, by the time I got to 10, because, like, the steps happened for me how they happened. And 10 is a step I try to do regularly today. Today I do it with our symbol. You know, God, self, service, society. How am I practicing goodwill in those four areas? That's what they mean when they say the broader the base, the higher the point of freedom. No, I'm not to do with meeting people. I'm just saying, not for me. Has to do with how I'm practicing goodwill in those four areas of my life. And if I'm doing it good, then I'm free. And what that means for me is that I don't got the internal dialogue telling me that I'm not worth it, that I'm doing shit wrong, that somebody has done me wrong, that like I got, you know, resentment, anger and fear, that triangle of self-obsession. That's where, when I'm not practicing goodwill in those four areas, that's why I get jacked. And most of the time for me, when I'm messed up, it's self. Somebody said something the other night on an online meeting I go to, and they were talking about taking credit, right, for like the things we do right. And it was such an uncomfortable share for me to listen to, because when I came here, like, I think I'm smart, right? So I'm gonna learn shit, and I learned some shit, and I learned what humility looked like, right? So I started to act that way, because I'm not, but I know what it looks like. I can identify it real good, so I can act like that, right? But what I didn't realize, and what I'm like, the journey I'm on today, is realizing that like humility is owning all the parts of me. And there's some shit I do really well. I'm kind, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a good worker. There are some shit I do well. Not everything by a long shot, because I do some other shit that ain't so great. And that's okay. But in 6 and 7, I got okay with those pieces of me. Like, I remember calling my sponsor when I was on 6, and I couldn't stand myself. And I'm like, I am an arrogant, prideful bitch, and I can't, there's nothing I can do about it. It's who I am. I don't want to be like that, but it's who I am. She said, I think you're ready to move on to 7. So there's a piece in 10 for me of like, yep, absolutely, doing a self-examination and identifying, you know, ways that I've either intentionally, unintentionally, through callous disregard, offended people. But there's a piece about going, and that's who I am, and owning it. And by owning it, it eases. It don't go away completely. The thoughts are absolutely still there, but I was taught this is a program of action. So like, it doesn't matter what I think. You know, I think all kinds of crazy shit. I rode my bike to D.C. some years ago, right? And I'm on the trail headed in to D.C., last leg, 6 days on a trail. We took a day off in the middle, and I'm exhausted. And I think Michelle Obama's going to be at the end waiting for me, because she's just looking for a family who's done this together. This is my thinking, right? I think the shit I think is nuts. So I try not to pay too much attention to that. But I gotta line my feet up with my beliefs, not my thoughts. It ain't never gonna happen. I am obsessive by nature. In 12, like I tried to do 12 when I should have been working 3, because helping you always gets me out of me. I hid from my kids' math homework in service meetings. It's how I met a lot of people in this fellowship, because if there was a service commitment, I was doing it. But the reality was, I didn't want to do math homework. That there was somebody who would stay at home with my kid while I was running the service meetings. And I didn't want to do that shit. Nobody was clapping for me. So like 12's where it is. Like the steps are in order for a reason. There's a reason they were in that order. 10-2 is, it's self-examination for me. It's taking a hard look in the mirror. We were talking last night, and like there have been some fantastic outcomes from some really shitty motives. I'm not one of them people that say you gotta do the right thing for the right reason. You gotta do the right thing. I don't give a shit why you do it. You know, meetings were started because people were chasing women around. Like, early fellowship, like, that shit happened, right? I learned a lot about this fellowship in a relationship with somebody when I was lying about my clean date. I learned that, like, if it's loving and caring, it's Narcotics Anonymous, and if it ain't, it ain't. I got a good basics of the history, fell in love with the history of Narcotics Anonymous in a relationship where I was lying about my clean date. My motives wasn't good. Thankfully he had a whole bunch of time clean. He didn't use, but I didn't have no feelings, so he was beat. that didn't work out. But I gotta do 10, right? I gotta do 10 to keep my side of the street clean, so I ain't worried about running into nobody. Nobody. If we got a problem, I'm probably gonna come up to you, hug you, and tell you I love you at the very least, because I don't have to like you to love you. I told somebody I love them one time. They said, you don't know me. I love you because of who I am. Doesn't make a difference who you are. That's an inside thing for me. Love with a capital L is it. And that's 11 for me. It's love with a big L. Let's see. So, what else did I learn in 10? How else did 10 affect my life? I can't think right now, so I'll talk about 11 for a minute. 11 has been a journey. I read this book when I was in prison. It was called We're All Doing Time. Not kidding. This has stuck with me. The seed was planted way before I got here. God had a plan, and I don't know if that's God with a big G, little G. I'm going to call it that because it's a fine name. I don't care what you call it. But God had a plan for my life before I came here. So when I was in prison, saying all the right shit, but like sneaking and doing, I don't know, whatever kind of barbiturates people were getting for seizures. I read this book, and it was called We're All Doing Time, and it talked about breathing, right? And it talked about breathing in through your crown chakra and out through your heart. Anyway, that shit stuck. Dude, it lodged, right? I remembered that. There was an exercise in there where you imagined a little man standing on your nose, right? Watching your breath. Just watching you breathe. So, like, meditation has been a spirit-altering journey here. And if you do it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I started doing that in the bathtub because it was the only time where nobody was asking me where the tape was. And I was, like, alone. And I would lay there and imagine that little man standing on my nose from that book I read in prison. And it started like that. And then that practice, like, something showed up in front of me, and I did that shit. And something else shows up, and I try that shit. And today I do what works for me. But the connection for me is when I remember who I am. And when I'm more worried about what I'm doing than what's happening outside of me, whatever that is. When I first got here, they told me to turn off the TV and sit for 3 minutes with no sound. I remember this vividly. Woman's name was Louie. I was living in Homewood in a place for people with dual diagnoses. Sankofa. She told me to do that, and I couldn't sit with myself for 3 minutes with no sound. I couldn't do it. I couldn't shut it down. The noise was too loud. And today I'm good. If I'm by myself, I'm cool. I could go out to dinner by myself today. I can do that. I can go places by myself. I went to Alaska this year. And that's a whole story. I won't tell that whole story because Jimmy will yell at me for talking long, even though he's napping. I went to Alaska with this woman that I didn't really know. Like, I didn't really know her before we went at all. Had never had more than a 15-minute conversation with her. To this women's conference that was up there, it was absolutely phenomenal. The speakers were top notch. It was great. But I wouldn't have been able to do that. Like, if I was gonna go to Alaska, I would organize a trip and I would get a bunch of people and we would all go, right? Because I like traveling with you guys. You guys are fun, man. I like going places with you. You're a good time. It's always good conversation and it's always good. But I can be by myself today. I can just sit in myselfness and just be me, and I'm okay. And that's incredible. Like, what? I couldn't. That wasn't possible. I had to talk to somebody. I had to get connection. and I have a connection. So I don't have to constantly try to connect because I am connected. If I ever get out of it, in like the worst of it, I can, right now, I can feel my feet on the ground. I am connected. My higher power today is like we were all the primordial atom and now we're separated. And my, every cell of my being, right, was once connected to everything, everybody. And I long to get back there. And I feel that connection. Not all the time, you know, there's so much shit separates us, but I do, I feel it in my spirit that I am a part of something. And that would have never been enough. I wanted to be the whole thing. And I can't be a part of if I'm the whole thing. Like there gotta be space. There gotta be, you know, atoms are mostly nothing. They're energy. I'm energy. And I'm best when I'm connected, man. And 12 for me is, there's a girl, she's a friend of mine, went to rehab with her 20 years ago. She's smoking crack, and I take her to the grocery store on the first of the month. So she has food, and she periodically smokes crack, and I drop. And I'm not recommending anybody else do that. It don't trigger me. We never use together. Like, I'm not saying anybody else should do that, but that's 12 for me. I have had spiritual awakenings. I am an awake spirit, and I'm traveling through life. When I go to a meeting, if there's somebody, especially a woman there I don't know, I'm coming for you. You know what I mean? I'm coming. I try to remember to be by myself sometimes in large spaces, where if there's somebody, like, you guys know me, right? Yeah, like, I'm gonna get lots of hugs this weekend. I'm good. If you got a choice to sit and talk to me or sit and talk to somebody who's lonely, please sit and talk to them. I ain't that important. There ain't nothing I got to say, revolutionary or new. I'm just, you know, a piece. I love newcomers. I heard something early on here too, that when a person with experience meets a person with desire, a funny thing happens. The person with desire gets some experience, and the person with experience gets some desire. And that is my experience. When there are new people who are on fire for this program, I will light up like a tiki torch, man. Won't be no bugs on me. I'm like flaming, right? Because desire is it. And the longer I stay here, I forget. You know what I mean? The pain, it talks about that in the book too. Like, the pain of the past can only push me so far. I gotta find hope, right? But there's a chasm in between there. And newcomers line that up, man. They're there in that, you know, like, my job is to tell you that my life is okay today, and there wasn't nothing okay about it before. I was a train wreck. I was the girl, when people saw coming, they turned around. They did not. People who use drugs thought I should not use drugs, and they were right. I wasn't good at it. I was not good at it. Like, called the police on myself. Like, I really wasn't good at it. I'm much better at this. I'm much better at this. You guys are my people. And there's people out there dying. Like, the shit, like, it's just fucked up. And like, my job is to have a home group where, and make sure it's open and be a part of that and hold the door. This is not my fellowship. I love it, but it ain't mine. This fellowship belongs to my friend that's probably smoking crack today, dude. This fellowship is hers. And like, I am passionate about the traditions. Not for me, because she's gonna need, if she ever gets it, like, she needs a place to go. If, God forbid, children, grandchildren, if they need somewhere to be, like, this is it. This is the only, I tried everything. This is the only thing that worked for me. And, like, I'll fight you about it. And I'll make amends later. I'll do 10. I'll promptly admit I will do that shit. But I will fight you about it, and because it saved my life, but not for me. Because I told you at the beginning, like, I'm not real good at taking credit. I'm not real good at standing up for myself. I'm not real good at, like, being assertive. I'm working on it, but I still ain't real good at it all the time. But I'll fight you about that shit, but we'll fight. So I think I'm done. Dan, you're up. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Dan T from the Monday Meditation from Beaver Valley.
I'm Dan, I'm an addict. Hi, everybody. I'm going to take a moment and pray to your God. I'll pray to mine. I speak the truth and speak from the heart. All right, again, I'm Dan, I'm an addict.
Hi, Dan.
Nervous as hell. This is not something I like to do. But whatever, I'm here. Gonna put it behind me. And to step 10, 11, and 12, that's a lot. It's kind of overwhelming, you know, because there's a lot going on there for me. So squeeze that into a half an hour. I was like, what the hell? But I don't care. I'm gonna do the best I can in that. And I'm real nervous, so that's my disclaimer. So. Anyhow, thinking about step 10, like what it meant for me when I formally worked the steps and what it means to me today is totally different. You know what I mean? And I don't always get, I'm a little slow, and I don't always get stuff when I formally work it or when I go through it. But later on, it takes on the meaning it's supposed to for me. I get really emotional when I think about this program, and it saved my ass. And I come here, and I, you know, this is the fourth meeting that I've been to, and I hear people's stories and the miracles in their lives, and how beautiful you people are, and how different my life is because of the steps. I can't help it. I'm overwhelmed with fucking gratitude. That's just who I am, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being a sap. I'm a sap. My heart's beat. I feel this stuff deeply. So when I went through 10, again, my sponsor had me do the Live in the Program pamphlet. First, I got to talk to people. Always made me talk to people and ask them their take on it and that. And then I would formally do it, and I was to do that IP. And it was for 90 days consecutively. And then I found out later, everybody was 30. I'm like, what the fuck, man? It took me a year to get through that with... The 90-day thing and talking to people and whatnot, and I ended up talking to people. They would, you know, like just different, like they, you know, they would make their own list. They would do, make it like personal for them. What do they want to, what do they need to work on? Where are they weak at? And what? And I tried that, and it was really hard for me to be consistent at that. You know what I mean? Because you know what? That's my MO. Being an addict and whatnot, I don't want to feel and deal with any of that stuff. And that's what I got to do there. You know what I mean? And that's what the prior steps did for me. You know, I had to stop, you know, in 4 and 5 and take a look at all that stuff and share that with somebody, you know. And that was so hard. And I did it again in 6 and 7, 8, 9. It was a different angle. And I'm taking a look at all my stuff. And I got to feel and process all that, which I'm not good at. It never was, you know what I mean? That's why I use drugs to avoid feeling all that. So here we go. I got to do it on a daily basis. Like, fuck. I don't want to feel all that stuff. But it was really hard for me to do for me. And I did the best I can, but I just moved on to 2:11 when I formally worked it. It was long enough I needed to go forward. But now today, I did that inventory of myself, 4 and 5, and I took it all that, and what I'm doing is I'm clearing away self. I'm clearing away crap that's in front of my connection to love, my connection to you, my connection to God, my connection to, I'm clearing out, I'm getting me out of the way so I can prepare to cultivate, grow, I don't know what you want to call it, experience that love, experience what this life is for me. And so that's the first 9 steps designed to do to take care of all that, and it did, you know what I mean? I was so much self-respect and that when I cleaned up my mess in 8 and 9, I admitted to all that stuff I did. I did my retribution, I did my, and I come out as, so there's more work to be done. So in 10, I'm gonna maintain that level of freedom that I got from that stuff. I'm gonna do that daily basis, that I'm gonna take that inventory, and it's about today. You know what I mean? I got to a point where I freed myself up through the first 9. Now I wanna maintain that level of freedom with that and be aware. And one thing I gotta, I'm like a real matter-of-fact motherfucker, and I get real stupid about that. It's like, I can't do that, you what patient, you know. And it's not about today, it's just I'm getting to another point in my recovery where today I understand that, you know, I am human and I'm valuable, and I'm an addict, and I'm going to do stupid shit, but I'm going to feel a certain way. I'm very awkward, and you know, and I'm egotistic and selfish and all that stuff, and that gets in the way, and I don't like that. I don't like, it feels ugly, and it doesn't, but that's who I am, you know what I mean? Or part of my disease, I don't know how to say that. People argue different ways, it doesn't matter. I fall short. Yeah, but I'm aware of that, and I'm gonna use this program, I'm gonna use the steps that I learned earlier, I'm gonna apply them to the situation in my life, and I'm gonna do the best I can to make it change. And that's all I can do. Now, I ain't like ugly, or I ain't like no good, or I ain't a failure, because I'm not there. I just have that work in front of me to do, and I need to be aware of it and that. And it's really cool that there's so much freedom in the admitting I was wrong and clean that up. I don't have to carry that resentment. I don't have to stew and be at odds with you. I don't have to do that. And the more that I practice that stuff, the less I am apt to do that. I don't know if that makes any sense, but the less I'm apt to even get into that situation, the more I do that. And I, in my life today, so serving at a regional level, you know, and I present something, and I've been working on it for a while, and then somebody's like, do you really think, and you know, this is months of work, and we put it through, and all of that, and everybody was on board, and all of a sudden, and I'm like, what the fuck, and I'm inside, I'm like, a little bit. And then, you know, after the fact, I'm thinking, man, that's not what service is, man. Service is love. Now, that person might not have known what all the background of that, you know, and you're a little like, so I, next time I saw that person, I said, hey, listen, I think I was a little short with you. I apologize for that. So that didn't have to carry on into anything. And I knew, like, and I get that way when I think, I'm right or whatever. I get that way. It's a fucking ego thing. And I don't like it, but again, that's who I am, and I can work on it. I can work on it daily, and that's the beauty of 10, the freedom of, I ain't got to carry that shit. I can work on it. And just because I'm fall short doesn't mean I'm any less of a person than anybody. You know what I mean? That humility thing. Yes, I'm human. I'm valuable. I'm a fucking nut. I'm a goofball. I mean, I, like you, I just thinking, it's like, So that's what my experience with 10 is today and that. And it was cool when Eric asked me to do this, because that's been my work for the last year now, is concentrating on these maintenance steps and like trying to just be present and focused throughout my day and aware of what my decisions are, because my decisions reflect my life in that, and I want to be based in spiritual principles and not this and that. And I sometimes I get it wrong, but a lot of times because of this thing I get it right. And I gotta admit that. I gotta admit that who I am today, I get it right. There's a love there. It comes out. It shows in what I do. And the people know me, know it's true. So step 11, sought through prayer and meditation, improve a constant contact with God, praying only knowledge for his will, for us, and power to carry that out. And man, I'll tell you what, I try to get that consistency in the, I always prayed. I mean, I was brought in by a whole bunch of people in the valley doing this thing, and they loved the hell out of me, and they all were like into this program and the light in their eyes and all that, and I bought into all that, and I just did what they did, serve, work the staff, sponsor, all that stuff, and it just, you know, it works for me. It agrees with me. I love what we do here. This is important stuff, what we do here, and it agrees with me. And I'm like, okay, but I just could not be consistent at this meditation thing. I just, you know, I would try. I even joined a home group, 11 Step. It was 11 Step meeting, Monday meditation. It was just like, this is going to help me. And I had switched sponsors and a new guy. And, you know, I've been suggested that I might want to get some. Outside help from, you know, like trauma from past, and just had a tough go at it, and I might want to get some help, outside help to help clear that stuff away and deal with it and process that. But I wasn't fucking, I was too cheap, bro. I didn't want to pay for it, yeah? And my insurance sucked, so with this new guy, I love the guy. He just put me on a whole new path. He had this thing, this little process thing he did, and anybody that's in his circle, he would. And then I got into therapy at the same time, right? And I did that therapy for, I don't know, a year and a half, whatever, and at the same time I did this process with him like 3-4 times, and that, and it was all about processing that old ugliness and that. And when I talk about the all the steps up to this point, was clearing away me and unclearing away that stuff so I could realize that connection. You know, that's what this 11th step to me is, to be aware of the connection and that God connection. And for me, God is like you. God is me. God is everything. God is, just all of that, and I need to be able to feel that presence, because that's the stuff that touches me where I need to be touched. That's the stuff that gets in there and that lights me up, and I've learned that's the most important thing going on for me today. How do I cultivate that love, that connection with you guys, and how do I do that? And that. So I had to do that process, and I come out of that damn thing, I thought I was floating. That was like about a year and a half, 2 years worth of work. I thought I was fucking glowing. You know, with the halo, I thought I was glowing. And I think people sense that, because they looked at me kind of, it was just phenomenal, But that stuff kind of wears off too. You got to continue, you know, continue to work, continue. But that was what I needed, and then since then, I have a better relationship with that step, with the 11th step, with the meditation thing and that. In the book, there's a couple important things. You know, it's like we all have a right to believe whatever we want to believe. And that's unquestionable. You know what I mean? And rarely do we hear anybody really being specific that so we can be who we want to be, who we are, you know what I mean? So that relationship and that meaning of God for me has, you know, moved in that. But here's what I know with that. I just have this feeling now. There's nothing more important to that, and if I focus my attention and my work in that, I'm going in the right direction. You know what I mean? So in the morning, I'd say my same thing every time. Thank you for the new day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for keeping me clean yesterday. Please help me stay clean today. And then I go into like, hey man, help me to slow it down. Be present. You know what I mean? I send love. The most important thing is practicing principles and all my things. Decisions based on principles and that. And I keep working at that. And what I know is as long as I'm fine. If I do, I'm in the care of, I am fine if I do that. If I stay doing this, it's all good. And there's nothing more important than that in my life. I might think so, I might chase my tail, but honestly, for what I'm looking for, that freedom and self-love and that's where it comes from. And that. I don't like, how do I put it? I don't have to define that God thing. I do not have to. That's limiting I gotta be open-minded, and that's limiting what that is and that. And so I don't think I'm much different than anybody else, but I got this thing in here. It tells me what's right, what's wrong. It tells me what's good. You know what I mean? I know when I'm, you know what I mean? Not seeking God's will, I'm seeking my will and that. And if I take the time and pay attention to that and live to that truth, I'm okay. When I start listening to this thing and what I think, because that, like I said, it's just default stuff. That's just who I am. I like pleasurable things, distractions I don't want to feel, and then I get lost in that sometimes. And I have these tense stuff and talk to my sponsor. But that's a cool thing. I don't have to do this alone. I call my sponsor and I say, hey man, I'm struggling with this. Or I talk to my Wii and I. And yeah, I think that's all I need to say about the 11th step. I thought I had more, but I guess I don't. So 12th step, having a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we carry this message and practice these principles in all our affairs. So spiritual awakening. What is that to me? You know what I mean? What is that to you? What is that? You know what I mean? It's all different. You know what I mean? I just know, like, the minute I surrendered to this program, to my disease, it started. You know what I mean? I put the drugs down, that started in that. And in each step, in each process, each day that I come here and share honestly and be who I am, I gain more of that and that. And I never, like, it's like a gradual thing over time, and a lot of things that I do in here as far as the step goes contribute to my spiritual awakening and that. And I just think it's freedom to be myself, freedom to experience your love and the connection, you know what I mean? Just, that's what it is. Freedom to be being, you know, open to receive you and God's love and that. So, you know, like the message, it says in the book, it's exactly that. Because of a result of working these steps, I had a spiritual awakening. My life has changed. My life has gotten better. I don't have to use. I don't have to burn it down. I don't have to hurt you. You know, I'm having a fucking good time now. I'm actually having a really good time now. And I'm starting to, I'm just getting there. I'm starting to learn to just quit picking on me. Leave me alone. I'm not a bad guy, you know what I mean? You know, it's about progress and using this program to love, to grow, you know? And that's a good feeling, because I was very critical of me in that. And that's a big spiritual awakening, and I'm worth all that. I'm a cool dude. with a big heart. Lots of love. So, you know, and that's my nature. Like you said, it's not like, you know, my nature is that. I'm just letting it free to come up, you know, with the steps in that. Who, carry a I just serve, man. You know what I mean? Somebody asked me earlier, talk about sponsorship. I have never had a sponsee. Never. I mean, I've had people ask me, what have you, but they just never, you know, like stick around, or whatever. They had a misconception what a sponsor was, or they just, whatever, they're not around anymore. And I don't know what that's about. I don't really care, because I serve in different ways. You know what I mean? And that's, it's, the Narcotics is, Anonymous is found in selfless service. You know what I mean? I got to do me, but it's selfless service. And I can't stress how much, how important that is to me in this spiritual awakening, in this progression in life. And everything I look for, ever always yearn for, I always wanted, my heartfelt desire comes from that. Meaning, purpose, you know what I mean? Connection, self-respect, all comes selfless service. It's crazy, you know. So you gotta practice these principles, and you know what? I'm aware, because I'm doing a 10 step and I'm practicing prayer meditation. I'm trying to connection and that. And so my family, and that's like that trauma things. There's a lot going on there, and we do things together and that, and I want them to be what I think a family should be. And I always have. You know what I mean? From the time I was this big, everybody that was supposed to love me hurt me. You know what I mean? And that was part of the stuff I had to deal with. And today, I still could be that little fucking kid looking for their love. I could still, like, be that little kid. Like, what the fuck's the matter with that kid? And, so we go on vacation. So my brother was just in town, and he kind of like didn't have much time. And then the same old feelings come up, and I talked to my sponsor about that, and he said, "That's what he's got, dude. That's who he is. That's what he's got. That's how he always is." So I got to be aware of that, you know what I mean, and not get caught up in that self-pity or resentfulness or any of that. Got to be aware of that and put it where it goes, talk about it, clean it up. My favorite lines is in the 11th step, where they talk about God's will and it works how and why. I mean, I remember, like, I would listen to that disc. I had a 40-minute drive to work, and I would listen to it daily from 8 to, it was 8 through 12 when I was there. And I remember when I first heard that, I'm like, holy fuck. It's God will is from, wants me to be happy and, like, you know what I mean, love and respect for others and service. And it's like my own true will is actually God's. And I, you know, when that hit me, I fucking got that. I'm like, I understand exactly. That's what I'm. That's all I ever wanted was that. You know what I mean? And the essence. And I get that because of this program. When I do all those things I was talking about, that's what I receive. I receive God's love. And so I look for places to serve. I pray for that, you know. I do this mentor thing. And I got this kid now, he's 13. It's the best thing I got going, man. I just love this. Good boy. And to think that I can be part of the solution instead of the problem. It's huge for who, you know, how I think about me and that. And I honestly think that's my kind of way of loving that little boy that didn't get all that love. I don't know, but I think that's where that comes. I'm just starting to realize that now, why I do that and that. I don't know. It doesn't matter why. It's just that I'm doing something, and I'm really proud of that stuff, and I really, I don't know. Well, I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.